You'll hear it over and over again that if you want to have a great business, you've got to rock the platform. So we're going to take a moment to focus on a little stagecraft. Our guest, Giovanni Lavera, CSP CPAE, is one of the legend showmen in our industry. And he's going to take a little bit of time to show us how he works his messages through storyboard. Now, I'm going to give you a heads up. This is one of those sessions that is better seen than heard. So if you're listening to it on the audio, go ahead and just soak in what he has to say, but then get yourself to an opportunity to watch it visually. He's going to show you his storyboard. He's going to walk you through the process, and it makes much more sense when you see it. So you can see it by either downloading the app and watching it on your handheld device, or looking at the digital version of Speaker Magazine and go to the Voices of Experience page and you can download it there. But I really recommend that after listening to this program to really seek it out and watch it. Giovanni Lavera, experience king. You know, and everything that you do is created, and it's created on purpose. And I wanted you to share with us about storyboarding, how you take the ideas and actually plan it out before you ever get in front of an audience and change lives.
Absolutely.
Where did the storyboard come from?
Walt Disney was the one who inspired me. I think that's the earliest that we know in modern day entertainment would be Walt Disney. The pixels, one scene to the next, showing the scene, sketching it out. That was where I got inspired to do it.
The storyboarding, that big story, the big wall.
Yes, yes. I built an 18-foot-long storyboard wall in my studio where I can map out my speeches, I can map out my books, I can map out events, I can map out a speech program.
I really want you to help us kind of think through how you storyboard, and you use the analogy of wires on going down a highway. You know, the telephone wires. Tell us about that analogy.
Yeah, the telephone poles. Well, if you imagine a country road in your mind, you're so far out in the country, the telephone poles out there only have two wires on them going down the road. One wire is your message, and the other wire is your unique style, because you're different from me and different from Michael. And so you want the folks to be able to receive the message through your style. Now, if I was to map out many speakers that I see, we might see this big telephone pole at the beginning where it's from the powerhouse, and we begin, and there's a big sag in the message. And, oh, wait a minute, we need a little more support here. We need a little more support. And so the telephone
and is the sag what? What is the sag?
The sag is
an energy
lack.
Level? Is
the sag is lack of audience impact moments.
Okay.
Audience impact moments where the audience is impacted through your style, mm-hmm. right, to the message. Aims. Audience impact moments. It points to the message. So a statistic. A visual, a joke, a music cue, a story, the multiple methods, audience participation, games, puzzles, they support the message all the way through. So that's the first thing to think about, is that we need there are many different methods to support the message. Now, what I did, Michael, is I started to color code with 3x5 cards. I started, anytime it was something funny, I would use, you know, yellow, for example. Anything that was a moment of the heart, I would use red. If I was using technology, right, in any form, whether it was an audio cue or a video or a PowerPoint slide, I used blue. And if I was to map out many speakers, I would see green, blue, green, blue, green, message slide, message slide, message slide, message slide, finale, right? Uh-huh. Well, here's an example. All right, so here's a quick storyboard. I wanted to be able to take it from this 18-foot-long,
right.
you know, monstrosity and make it practical, something that you can do, like, right now. Okay, so you get a poster board, and you slice it in half, and you tape it together. All right, now we have four panels. And the way that I do it, this becomes my inventory. I chose a content to equal green, a technology, an audio visual, or special visuals. I did blue. Anything that was fun or humorous or a story, I used yellow. Audience participation, purple. And I used this hot pink here for moments of the heart, right? Or high emotion.
I love the idea that everything has a color, and now you've got your palette to work with.
Yes.
And you've got your axe, or if you will, or you're going to take them somewhere, and you know what you're trying to accomplish at the end. And now it's time to put it together. And you said something about
about the supports along the way. You said things about, you know, we're building on purpose in certain areas. So walk us through sort of that philosophy from beginning to end.
I've got my three sections, a beginning mm-hmm. section, the middle section of my speech, the end of my speech. I might want to have some running piece here, 1, 2, and 3. Maybe these three link together in a special way. And I can see it when I can see the whole picture. And I see in a script, I wouldn't be able to see it that way. I'd have to make a great imagination leap to get there. Here, I can get very artistic with it. I can say, well, gosh, maybe this goes here. Or I can say, well, you know what, this piece here actually links with this piece here, and I can and I put it together in a new way.
Wrong spot.
I can move it around. Yeah. I can play it. There's no messing around. I can get right to it.
We're getting too emotional too early.
Right.
We're not building. So
right.
you can see it
right.
and adjust accordingly.
And I can also see with this, I can think about it as sheet music. Mm-hmm. Where there's ups and downs. I got the roller coaster. So here I'm building up, and then I come back down. I build up, and then I come down. That was just a choice. Right? I might want to open big right up here. Open big. Right? Mm-hmm. Now some speeches I open small. Right? But that's a choice. You don't always have to open big. Some people say, oh, you got to open big, close big.
Now, I love how you have, in this particular example, you've got audience participation, you've got a game, you've ended with content, and then the flow drops again with a story that has heart. I'm looking at the colors here.
Right.
You're throwing in a story that has heart to bring the energy down again so that you can rebuild again.
These are choices that you get to make. You get to decide. These aren't rules. They're choices.
This would be great on an app. How come I'm almost sure it is. So why do you like using this as opposed to technology?
There's some storyboard programs out there, mm-hmm. and people have used technology. The screen is very limiting. I can only see so much.
I don't know what phone you're using.
Phone. I can only see so much if I was going to put on an app. Sure, you could. I'm not saying you couldn't do it. All right, mm-hmm. this is one that's approachable for everybody, and the kinesthetic value of moving things quickly, seeing the whole timeline from beginning to end, I think is very valuable.
And I think that's the benefit of a storyboard. So you
Absolutely.
Get it out of your head. You give everything colors. You look at it visually and see where the ups and the downs are, where your content goes in, how you're going to support it with audience participation, where the points are being driven.
Yeah.
Are you building a crescendo? Did you start with the end in mind?
Yes. Yes.
And absolutely fantastic. Gio, no wonder you're a master. You make it look so easy, though. That's the thing.
It's fun. You got to have fun being an artist with it. Get out there, get your poster board, cut it in half, put it together, get you some sticky pads, and get to work.